Hello.
Oh, hi, Curtis.
Hi.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Shouldn't be, no. How much do I owe?
It's for $350 because there's a $149 service credit on here.
Okay. Well, it should. I mean, there's money on my cards. Which one of the ones are you using?
Let me look what's going on. We have a Visa ending in 4551, and it's saying, let's see what the error is. Oh, it's saying the account was closed. So maybe the bank sent you a new card, you think?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. They did. Because I forget what happened. Some sort of scam thing or something. And they just thought they need to trust that card in me. I forgot all about that.
Oh, I see. No wonder. That's the problem. Because I've had that happen to me before, too. And then I forgot who all my automatic renewals were, you know? Okay.
Well, here's the number. This is another card. It's a Visa. This ends in 9687. Do you have that one on file?
I don't. If we had it in the past, that last card erased the past information, so I can put it in again.
Right.
So go ahead when you're ready.
I'll give you, 4327.
Uh-huh. 3900. Okay.
9955.
Mm-hmm.
9687.
87. Okay, expiration?
0425.
And the code on the back?
098.
And this is still the Greenville Boulevard for the billing address?
No.
No, what's the billing?
27962 would be the zip code for this card.
27962. And the rest of the billing address, please?
Okay, it's 233 Old Roper Loop Road.
Roper,
R-O-P-E-R, and Loop, and that's Plymouth,
okay.
North Carolina.
What's the city? I'm sorry.
Plymouth, as in Plymouth Rock.
Oh, Plymouth, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. 233 Old Roper Loop Road, Plymouth, North Carolina, 27962?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So let me store this new information, and then I will get your authorization, and you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure that everything processes. Great. This one worked, Curtis. I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that. Oh, no problem. I understand. And have a really nice rest of your week, too, okay?
Well, I got you. No, I have a question.
Of course.
I also use the Angie Pro, right?
Okay.
And my bill on that is phenomenal, right? And I don't see where it's yielding the results to make sense of it oftentimes.
Okay.
And, so I was wanting to talk with y'all about, because I have gotten some decent, some jobs, maybe not a lot of jobs off of Local Splash to Google listings, but I don't know, the ones I have gotten have always been solid jobs.
Okay.
So that's what I'm looking at. And so my question is, what could y'all, is there any other services as far as marketing and, you know, optimization, something that would generate more business coming back my way through my Google listings that I could pay y'all for and that would be worthwhile well enough to where I think I might, if we could sort it out, I'd probably just let Angie go and just, you know, deal with y'all by Google listings and stuff.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So let me double check. There is a brand new program from Google called Google Guaranteed. It's also known as Local Service Ads, and our customers are going crazy for it because it's a exclusive lead program.
So how it differs from Angie Pro is, you know, they're obviously selling leads to you and everybody else out there, right? Meaning there's nothing exclusive, right? So Google has found a way to, you know, get companies up there in an exclusive listing where you wouldn't be competing.
That would be something I'm interested in.
Yeah, I just have to double check. Probably the reason nobody has never mentioned this to you before is it's a brand new program from that Google, and it's not available in all industries. So let me just double check real quick.
Yeah, because I'm anything but exclusive. I've seen my Facebook ad, and it's a great ad. Y'all fixed up for me. But by every time that shows up, there'll be like 17 other paving companies that are selling asphalt on my feed, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. That gets frustrating. And with Facebook, there's not really a way to do it exclusively. On Google, we only work with one company per category per area. But let me just see.
Okay.
So your zip is 27834 for the business. I'm going to plug this into the form. So 27834.
And this continue that 1428 Greenville Boulevard address all entirely. I don't even operate and live there anymore.
Okay, so
I'm buying another house over in Tarboro that I will be moving to in the 1st of October.
Okay, so
actually,
let me
the address for my billing that I just gave you
is the new
for all of
that's
yeah,
the new address. Okay.
Time. Yeah, for now.
I don't see asphalt is available. I don't see paving is available. I'm looking if there's anything here that would be foundation. I don't think it's available in your area. That's why nobody mentioned it to you. But Google is slowly rolling it out across the nation for, you know, new categories each week. So what I can do is I'll put a little, you know, biweekly reminder to myself to kind of go back here and check it. Once it is available in your area, I can get back to you. Let me just check the other zip code. You're not that far from the original address, right? Is Plymouth close to where you came from?
It's within 40 minutes, right beside it, but it's close. That's like the address of a home I have, but I'm changing to the Tarboro address in October. That I'll be moving into. I'm just not moved in yet.
I see. Okay.
That's going to be my permanent base of operations for a while.
Okay. So the Plymouth address is a temporary one until you move?
Yeah, basically. But see, that's that home's not going over. That's always going to be my home. That's family home there and business. And my brother, who also runs a paving company over there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, that's always going to be a station, but like I said, list that for now, if you would, and just discontinue the Greenville. And you know, and in October, I'll call y'all and update it to my brand new permanent address.
So I want to let you know that on Google, we have your business address hidden. It just says Curtis Paving and Maintenance, and it has your phone number and your city and state. We have you pinned on the map to, let's see, to Greenville, okay? So if you want to update it to Plymouth, it's a process. Google would start the whole verification process over again, and they'd send you a new PIN verification in the mail. You'd call us back with it. Once they're, you know, trust you, they'll publish it for Plymouth. So, you know, what I would say is, since
you all that again, y'all been dealing with me a while now.
Oh, because it's a new location. So Google just has to verify that it's a valid business.
Let me put it to you this way. Do y'all have the Greenville Boulevard address on it, or do you have the Holly Ridge Greenville address?
We have the Holly Glen Drive, but again, hidden. Yep, that's hidden. It's not showing on your Google business page. Right. So what I would say,
1428 Greenville Boulevard has to go.
Okay, so we don't have that address. We have the 2844 Holly Glen Drive.
That's fine.
Is it fine? Okay.
Yeah, let's just leave it.
And then when you move to your permanent, when you move to the permanent, then I would say, you know, it's worthwhile to update it. But right now I would say probably just leave it. And then to answer your question, Curtis, until the Google Guaranteed is available in your area, the only thing you could probably do is increase your Google Ads or your Facebook Ads. Now, you said the Facebook Ads weren't really doing much for you, so I would say, you know,
well,
each month.
That's not what I said.
I actually
got a job offer to Facebook. What I said is every time my ad shows up, 15 other paper companies' ads come with it. That's what I'm saying.
So a bunch of other ads.
I've gotten a job off of it before.
Good. Okay. Oh, I'm excited. That's really good. Okay, so the Facebook ads are working. It's just that there's more competition for the Facebook ads, right?
Yes.
I understand.
On the day of the week, my ad gets to be run 1,700 other paving companies from everywhere run at the same time. So I'm thinking
so. I see. Okay. That makes it a little bit frustrating. So I just want
to
check
one thing.
It makes
it look like to me that I'm under attack or something because it's ridiculous. You know, mm-hmm. when one payment, I don't see too many specialized tennis shoe or Air Jordan ads that come on the feed to where also a company that is 20 other shoe companies running their ad. I don't see that with roofing. I don't see that with a lot of services and items and goods. But for some reason, when my payment ad runs through there, there'll be 15 other payment companies running through there at the same time, Tina, you know, simultaneously.
I see.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that is a concern.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I see it, but, you know, when I see an ad, I got a lot of business friends, and when I see their ad come through, at least for, you know, that day, it'll probably be about the only ad I see about aluminum siding.
Mm-hmm.
But then, for some reason, when I see my ad, there's like 25 other paving companies.
Oh, man.
And I'm laughing because it is kind of humorous to me in a strange way.
Yes. So one thing that I think will help you immediately, and this is more pertinent to the Google listing, obviously you can get reviews on Facebook too, but on your Google listing, I don't see that there's any reviews. And if we could help you get a 5-star rating on Google, that will help you with not only stronger placement, but also a higher conversion. So I'm going to send you the review generator email, and it will help you with that. It'll help you, you know, copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And it'll say, thank you for using Curtis Paving and Maintenance. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. Okay, so because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out in order to achieve a 5-star ranking on Google. And again, that's going to help you tremendously, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I also noticed that we just added the paving category to our custom web designs. So what I'll do is I will get with Steve, who runs that department, and I'll you know, get some pricing together for you. You have a website with us, which is called a splash page. It's a one-page, four-section parallax scrolling site, but the custom websites are a little bit more elaborate. So I don't know if that's something that you would like to look into, but I can definitely get back to you with pricing on that since we just added it, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm open to discuss anything that can increase my volume that's good for y'all as well as me. I mean, obviously, you know.
Yeah, what you might want to do is, you know, just play around with it 1 month and maybe, you know, put your leads on pause with Angie's for a week or two and take whatever money you would have spent on those leads and put it into increasing your Google ads with us. And then just track it.
More or less driving that. Like I'm trying to handle on, you know, are there additional services or can we take what I got and expand on it? Or what do y'all do exactly if I just take, you know, some of that money and put it over with y'all? That's pretty much the whole question.
Yeah, I think that that would be a great idea because right now of your subscription, $250 each month goes to Google Ads. So I have people that do so well with it that they increase that to 500 or they increase that to 1,000. So that can grow as large as you want it to, you know, but of course based on your results. So what you just paid, that 350, that covers a fresh batch of 250 for the Google ads and a fresh batch of $100 for the Facebook ads. So you can grow that budget as you go along if you ever wanted to.
So for an additional $150, just rounding it to 500, what would you add on?
So what we do with
500 a month.
Mm-hmm. So what we do with the Google ads typically is we start everybody out, and you probably started this way too, with $100 worth of ads, okay? So that $100, we send it to Google, and we set a daily cap at somewhere around $3 a day, and that's a good thing. That's so that your $100 would stretch throughout the month, and you'd never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it. So if you gave us $500 monthly, you would now have a $15 a day maximum budget cap. So let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is a dollar, okay? So in the morning, your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it, okay? But once people start clicking on you and you exceed that budget, you'll rotate off and someone else will rotate on. So if you have, right now you pay $250, so your max budget's probably around $7, maybe $8 a day. So what happens is after you get 7 or 8 people clicking on it, you'll rotate off and someone else will rotate on. So if you increase it to 500, you'll have more real estate on the first page before you rotate off each day. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, ma'am. That makes sense.
Yeah, so you'll be up there longer before you rotate off because your daily budget would increase.
Good. Well, I would be interested in doing that and scaling back on the engineering.
Okay.
Because y'all are producing some results. I've sold at least a few jobs that I've come to mind off the top of my head. But the thing about y'all is, y'all, most of the work that I get from y'all off the Google listings y'all have done for me is usually quality work for me. You know, where the Angie, I mean, I don't know, it might be a daggum $500 patch job. It might be something that don't have nothing to do with paving. They might want me to paint them all, and, you know, and then there's some paving jobs, and out of the 10 paving jobs that I'll quote, I might get 2. I mean, that's not, in my mind, necessarily paying off, so I am interested in moving back, you know, over to y'all's direction a little bit more definitely.
Yeah, I hear that a lot with Angie Leads, that oftentimes they get, you know, smaller jobs or people that are price shopping, just looking for the cheapest rate. So I've heard that before, and I think that why that happens is that, you know, they'll sell you leads for those smaller jobs knowing that they're going to get, you know, chargy for the lead, you know. With this, it doesn't matter if somebody calls you for a high-end job or a small-end job. Either way, you still pay the same flat rate each month.
When a customer finds me with y'all, I mean, they're ready to do the work. That's one thing I'll say about the local splash work. When I get a call off of local splash from any of my listings, they're ready to do the work. It's just a matter of ironing out a list of services and for how much. It's a handshake and signature. But every time, like I said, I might not have got a trillion jobs off of it, but every time they're like that with y'all, I will say that.
Yeah, that's because Google calls that a micro moment. Typically, the only reason someone's going to find you on the first page is if they have an immediate need to hire you, right? Because why would they Google for your service if they didn't need you? So, right? So usually a program like this will attract a higher-end clientele. You know, sometimes people that are more solid or are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service, you know? So I think that's why, you know, that aspect of the program is working for you. So do you want me to increase the ads right now, or do you want to get with Angie's first and put your leads on pause and then call me back to upgrade you, or what's your thoughts?
Yeah, let me get settled up with them because I owe them a little bit of money.
Okay.
And then after that, that'll be my next move, is to increase with y'all. Maybe more than 500. I'm not sure. I might want to talk to you about what it would look like when I invested $1,000 a month a day. So we're talking a time range of about 1 month. Not even that,
yeah,
really, because we're almost in September now, so around the first week of October.
Okay, yeah, that might be good for you, is, you know, rather than pumping more money into it right now, wait till the first week of October, because that's when your daily budget would increase. If you increase the funds now, the daily budget would increase now, you know? So do it closer to when you want to see that, you know, ad section ramp up a little bit for you. So I'll put a note in here that if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up after October 1st. And then in the meantime, I'll send you a email that shows the different layouts for the custom web design, and then I'll get some pricing on that for you just in case you want to upgrade your website too, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. And the last job I recently did actually from y'all, I don't know if y'all do this, but if y'all wanted to contact them randomly without me even knowing either way, his name is Mr. Marino. I paved his driveway last week, and he was well pleased. I mean, I don't know if y'all do that, but he would be happy to take a call. That man was tickled to death with the work I did for him out there.
Okay. So if you have his email or if you have his phone number, you can forward him that review generator link. If that's, you know, a little bit too complicated, you can give me his email or his phone number, and I'm happy to send it to him. But I think that, you know, it's usually pretty simple to just send that review generator link, and I'm confident that since he was so happy with your work, he's going to write something nice about you anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was very well satisfied. I go out of the way to make people happy. You know what I mean, Tina? I'm not one of these shabby guys that come out here and just leave people's jobs any old kind of way, you know, and still be looking for money. I mean, you know, and I mean, I take my time, attention to detail, and if I need to touch it up, I stand behind it. I mean, you know, everything I do is guaranteed, you know, but for that reason, I naturally try to get it as perfect as possible, you know, so reviews is really not an issue. The problem there, the reason we don't have that many over there is because I used Angie for a good while before I started with y'all, and all my reviews just got loaded up over there. There's several over there, I believe.
I don't think we can
export them or how that works.
There isn't a way to export them, and here's why. If I went on there, or if you went on there and kind of copied and pasted them and tried to put them on your Google listing, it would show that Local Splash is copying and pasting them and putting on your Google listing, or that you're doing it on your end. So it would look suspicious to an end user, right? But if you have a lot of positive reviews on Angie's, even if it's a past client, they definitely would probably fill it out for you on the Google business page too if they got that email. Because most people, if they've used you in the past, they're not going to go out of their way to, you know, go look you up and find your Google page and, you know, write a new review. But if they get an email and it's saying, like, hey, you used us in the past, and if you were happy with our service, click here, and next minute a page pulls up prompting them to give you 5 stars, why wouldn't they do it? You know what I mean? Because it's right in front of them anyway. They don't have to put any extra work into it. So, you know, and even if you sent that out to 10 and, you know, 5 of them responded, at least you're getting, you know, some reviews here and there, and it's helping you. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I mean, I could definitely, if you just send me that link then I'll give a few of these folks a call that I've done work from y'all.
Yeah, that would be excellent if you call them and preface that it's coming. And then moving forward, start gathering their emails if you invoice them. Or even some people will take a tablet out in the field when they're invoicing a client and they just hand it to them and they say, here, if you were happy with my service, do you mind filling this out real quick? And it's already pulled up. You know, a lot of people will do it on the spot too. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay. So then I will follow up with you, Tina, around mid-September.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and do an add-on at that time, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I'll put some notes in here, and as usual, I enjoy talking to you, so have a great rest of your day, too, okay?
Yeah, and if you think I'm forgetting about it, maybe I am. Give me a call.
I will. I'll bump it up to mid-September rather than October 1st, that I'll follow up with you.
Yeah, it won't be deliberate if I forget about it, you understand, but I don't know. Sometimes I get a scatterbrain like everybody else.
Oh, yeah. No, believe me, I understand that. I have a team of 40 technicians that call out, and sometimes they'll go, hey, Tina, what happened to that guy that I sent you to talk to? And I'm like, what guy? You know, like, give me some, like, you know, refresh my memory a little bit. And then once they refresh me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally know who you're talking about. But, you know, I don't know. I talk to so many people unless somebody, you know, so I understand how things can slip your mind.
It's really nice to talk to you, actually. You have a nice voice. And I remember you were the first person I talked to that we made the arrangements with, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right. I saw that in the notes because usually it'll tell me like who you spoke to initially, and on this one it shows
sweet voice, Tina.
You made my day, Curtis. Thank you. Yes, I am married. Are you married?
No, I sure ain't.
Oh, you're single and ready to mingle, huh?
Yeah, I got divorced years back. You know, seeing.
I love it. That's great. Like I said, I always enjoy talking to you. So thank you so much again for the kind words. And then I'll bump this up to mid-September. So I'll be talking to you in about a month or so, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Tina. Have a good day.
I will. You too, Curtis. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.